Chapter 6 Pea Soup. Henry led Jack and Annie out of the sea lab, locking the door behind them. Then he led the way through the hall and down another flight of steep steps. In the faint light of the lower deck, Jack saw naval officers and scientists streaming through a door ahead. He, Annie, and Henry lined up behind them and filed into the ward room. Still wearing their bulky life vests, Jack and Annie sat awkwardly on a long bench in front of a table. Many of the men stared at them with curiosity. The professor smiled, but the captain did not look happy.
"I thought our friends might join us for lunch, sir," Henry said to the captain. "I promise they will return to shore after the storm."
"Very well," said the captain. "Immediately after the storm."
"Aye, aye, sir," said Henry.
He turned to the other officers at the table.
"Gentlemen, may I introduce Annie and Jack from America? They are adventurous travelers."
"Hi," murmured Jack and Annie.
The officers and scientists nodded politely. Sailors in white uniforms acted as waiters, bringing plates and cups to the table.
"What are we having for lunch?" Annie whispered to Henry.
"The usual," said Henry, sighing. "Salted meat, pickles, dried biscuits."
"This is not good," thought Jack. He was right. When he was served, he could hardly look at his food, much less eat it. He was thirsty, though, so he reached for his cup and took a long sip of water. Jack immediately spit the liquid back into his cup. It was unbelievably sour. He gagged and coughed. When he looked up, everyone was staring at him, including the captain.
"Excuse me," Jack said, wiping his mouth.
His face felt hot from embarrassment.
"You just guzzled your lime juice, lad," said the professor. "Most of us take it in small sips."
"Lime juice?" asked Annie. "Why?"
"It prevents scurvy," said the professor. "Every day we all drink a cup of lime juice for vitamin C. Otherwise, we'd get sores and rotten teeth."
"Yuck," said Annie.
Henry smiled. "You won't get scurvy if you eat fruits and vegetables," he said. "But it is hard to keep vegetables and fruits fresh on board a ship." Jack couldn't think about eating or drinking anything at the moment. All of it, especially the pickles, made him feel even queasier. The rolling of the ship didn't help either.
"The waves seem to be getting worse," he said to Henry.
"They do indeed," said Henry.
He turned and looked out a small round window.
"Can't see a thing. It's as thick as pea soup out there."
"Oh, no," Jack groaned to himself. "Please don't talk about pea soup."